Jaysa Woods first met Garrison Keillor, like most people do, as a disembodied voice on the radio.
Oh, hear that old piano.
A lot of beautiful memories of sunsets listening to Prairie Home Companion.
Woods grew up with that voice. And in 2015, Keillor came to Palmer. Woods was working as a park ranger in Denali, and at the end of his performance, gave him a note.
I put my address on the back of the card, just took a chance, and I don't know, about a month later, my mom texts me and she goes, "You got a letter, I think it's political because it's really nice handwriting." I was like, "Okay, you can open it." And she calls me on the phone. I was like, "Oh no, like, what's the deal?" And so she's like, "Jaysa." I was like, "What?" She's like, "This letter's from Garrison Keillor." And I was like, "What?"
So she wrote him, and he wrote back. And pretty soon, they were exchanging letters and emails every week.
I'll look who's coming through that door.
Every single time that I would, like, open up my email inbox, I was just like, OMG. Even now, it doesn't feel like real life. That someone that I could look up to for so long would want to be friends with me, even.
In August, Keillor's Prairie Home Companion cruise stopped in Sitka. I had an interview scheduled with him that afternoon, and locals were feeding me questions all day. Can you ask what his favorite joke is? What's his favorite cocktail? Barrett Wilbur was working as a deckhand this summer and would often be standing in the pit hauling fish when the Writer's Almanac came on.
Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
So that's how I mark the time. So I want to know, when he does that, does he imagine that people like me are out there listening to him?
I will now. From now on, for sure. I'm going to imagine a young woman half covered with slime and blood and carcasses of fish.
Though Keillor has handed over the reins of Prairie Home Companion to Chris Thiele, the Writer's Almanac, a 5-minute digestive of poetry and history, continues. And most often, Keillor says he's writing for someone who is very busy.
Probably a woman with children who is in the kitchen. It's early morning and there are children, and she's making scrambled eggs. Everything you do in that 5 minutes has to be extremely clear. You are not there to blow smoke at her. Poets like Mary Oliver, you do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees 100 miles repenting for your sins. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. And to me, that's a poem that sends a message to this woman with the frying pan that is absolutely clear. And it's not in the form of advice, but whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination and lets you know where you are, where you belong.
Woods, the park ranger, and I sat there kind of breathless as this was happening. In the past year, through their correspondence, she and Keillor have become really good friends. He turns to her and says that what's terrific about you is your life as a park ranger, this adventurous life, never knowing where you're going to be stationed.
To me, that's a life so unlike my life that I just find it fascinating. I never told you that before, but you're fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keillor says he wants to go to places like Alaska because he's seeking grandeur. And he vividly remembers performing at the Alaska State Fair in Palmer last year.
All of these Alaskans who were dizzy with pleasure of summer, and I walked out into the crowd and we sang. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
That's a beautiful moment.
It was. It was absolutely transforming. Mm.
Keillor is working on his memoir. He's turning 75 this year.
And what did I see?
When you remove the celebrity of Garrison Keillor from the simple act of keeping in touch, you realize that words are points of contact, a way to reach out and say, "Hey, you're going to be okay." A few days later, Woods and I talk, and she says this is the person she's come to know.
When he's done autographs, I've never seen him turn anyone away. He will always talk to the oldest to the youngest person, and he wants to hear their stories. I think he just admires people for being who they are.
Which is fitting in a way, for a man whose voice alone causes you to slow down, pull up a chair, and stay a while. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.